Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jim Kirstein, CEO of Axion International Holdings. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is AXIH. And Axion is a structural solution provider of cost-effective alternative infrastructure and building products. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Juan, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys.
Anytime. And start off by giving us a brief overview on Axion.
Oh, sure. Axion is really a very simple concept. We are a green technology company that applies that technology into the infrastructure market. So it's really a very, very exciting time for us. Obviously, those are two subjects, you know, going green and rebuilding infrastructure here in the U.S. and abroad, that are major topics of not just the new administration, but I think anyone that's interested in what's going on in the country. By creating a green cycle, or a green circle rather, in which we pull or divert materials like plastics that would otherwise be destined for landfill, run and produce those with less energy than it would cost to produce wood or steel or other building materials. Our materials are lighter, have a lower specific gravity than steel or wood, and so it takes less energy to transport them. And then the materials not only are extraordinarily long-lasting once put into infrastructure applications like marinas and railroads and, you know, bridge work, but they're basically inert in nature. They don't outgas. They don't contaminate or pollute the soil. There's no toxins added as preservatives. There's no paint and rust. So, you know, as you pointed out at the very beginning of the interview in the introduction, we find ourselves to be in a very, very exciting position and think that some of our solutions are really, you know, sort of finding their day, and that's an exciting thing.
Great. And you recently announced the application of an innovative 100% recycled plastic building material. Can you talk a little bit about the recent announcement?
Sure. You know, that's you know, part of what we're excited about, obviously, is that our materials, which we developed in conjunction with Rutgers University, and we continue to utilize the university as basically in a think tank type of relationship where we are continually looking to advance the technology. What we've basically done is to take different types of recycled plastics and use them to form tough, strong, stiff, long-lasting product. And as I, you know, mentioned just a few moments ago, that product is currently being used. Probably the most exciting project that we have going is a series of bridges that are being built for the Army at one of their forts, and the bridges are replacing steel and concrete bridges. We represent the first real composite material to hold something like an Abrams tank. Just to put that in perspective for you, an Abrams tank weighs about 72 tons and is only about 10 feet long. So that's pretty close to putting two or three fully loaded 53-foot tractor trailers on top of each other and compacting that weight into a very limited stretch or concentration. So to be able to achieve that with recycled plastic materials at a lower price than steel or concrete or even wood would cost the military is just a tremendously exciting thing, and we think it bodes well not only for future military projects, but for use of this product in all kinds of highway and vehicular applications. So, you know, again, it's a very positive step forward.
Great. And talk about some of the other trends right now in the market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
I think it's an ideal time for a company like Axion to be in the market. You know, there is tremendous amount of concentration on the greening of production, on reducing carbon footprint, on improving efficiency and having less downtime, and of course our end user market, which is very broadly based as infrastructure, as you go up and down, you know, the Hudson River around the New York metropolitan area, the damage and the rotting to the piers and everything else which have been in place. You know, most of the infrastructure in the U.S. was built during or right after World War II, you know, and that's over 60 years ago. And the upkeep and maintenance of that infrastructure is extraordinarily costly. We offer a cost-efficient, long-term solution. I think the concept of not of creating a product that does not come with built-in planned obsolescence is really a very solid and professional and intelligent way to go, and should make it exciting to any investor, I think.
Certainly. And what else differentiates Axion from other players in your sector?
Well, you know, there are a limited number of players in the sector. It is still an emerging industry. I think it's a dynamic industry and I think that we do represent some very destructive technology that's going to just explode, previous myths that things can only be built with existing materials. But, you know, one of the things is that we have a very, very deep intellectual property portfolio. We are the exclusive licensee of 13 patents or patents pending, including multiple material formulations. So it gives us the ability to put, you know, the round peg in the round hole and to design our product for the use that it's intended. It allows us to balance material costs and keep them relatively low because we have different materials from which to choose. And, again, I just think we're ideally positioned to be flexible across a variety of market verticals within the infrastructure market. So, you know, whether it's marinas or railroad ties or bridge construction or, you know, any number of other things. And by the way, the other exciting thing is that we're constantly, our investors and people who read about us and things are constantly coming back to us with a variety of uses for our product, some of which, you know, you would not ordinarily even think of. And that makes it, you know, again, a very dynamic and energizing technology.
And company recently put out a corporate video. Can you give us some of the highlights of what was in the video?
Basically the video addresses our market position and the type of thing we're looking at. We have about 15 million shares outstanding. We're selling in a pretty consistent range. Today we're somewhere between $1.13 and $1.15 traded over the counter. As you said before, the symbol is AXIH. We are starting to see, we think, trading trip up a little bit as we start to bring in, you know, we're bringing these military bridges to fruition, and so there we've had a number of people actually go down and see the bridges, which creates an enthusiasm in and of itself, we feel starting to get our feet under ourselves and surge ahead. It's about a year since we went public, and it's been an exciting year of setting up manufacturing, reintroducing the product into the market, and reconnecting on a lot of things. So, it's been a very positive experience, and I think, you know, our shareholders that came in early in the year at 30 or 40 cents are certainly thrilled with where we are right now, and we think this is just the beginning.
So do you think that investors right now understand the direction of the company?
You know, I think they do. As I said, it's still, you know, emerging technology, and there's still a little bit of wait and see. And especially, you know, a market like this, there's always going to be some level, you know, of caution. But the flip side of that is that, you know, emerging companies quite often have extremely rapid growth and extremely rapid acceleration of their price point. We just recently had a research report published on us that predicted our shares to trade as much as $4 within a year. So certainly the people that have looked at us and done their analysis are finding the company very interesting and, you know, think that we're properly positioned for growth.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience, Jim, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Sure. We actually have, one of the things that we're most proud of is the group and the diversity of the management team that we have. I started out, you know, with a financial accounting background, went with a client that have been in the plastics business for about 25 years. I've started, this is the fourth company that I've either started myself, founded, or gone into on a turnaround situation. My co-founder here, Mark Green, has a financial background, and we have worked together in the past on other projects. We have key people in engineering, in production and quality control, in bridge design and bulkheading experience. We have people with 35, 40 years in the railroading business. So we've put together a very strong and diverse team that we think is ready to continue to lead the company into the future and see some of these market verticals really start to expand. And, it's an exciting time.
And what specific milestones has the management team set for the company over the next year?
We've already achieved some of them, and that is to get our initial orders in place and manufactured and shipped to some key Class 1 freight lines. We've just, as I said, really just this week finished the first two bridge projects for the military that'll hold tanks. We are continuing to identify future bridge projects. We've got about $1.3 million to $1.5 million in sales to date for the first, 4-plus months of this year, and are identifying about $7 million in sales for 2009.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look for any M&A activities?
Well, actually, that's a great question. I mean, we certainly think that there is, the markets that we address, in the infrastructure market, bridge building, highway administration, parks and rec, Department of Transportation, railroading, are multi-billion-dollar industries in and of themselves. And certainly give us enough to keep us busy and fuel growth for many, many, many years to come. But that said, we also have, and we're very focused on that, and that's one of the real keys. That said, we have come to recognize that because of the diverse intellectual property portfolio that we possess, some of our material formulations could become very important and very effective in related types of industries, meaning, things that are industrial in nature and where our materials could make such a significant pricing difference and actually create a better product than any single material. So by using composite technology, which is what we feature, actually getting better properties than might be possible with a single material. Certainly, and certainly cheaper than an engineering grade resin or virgin steel or anything like that. We have our eyes open. I mean, we're focused on the organic growth, but certainly we're not going at it with blinders. We realize that there are other areas that could be very beneficial to our shareholders and to the company.
Right. And once again, joining us today is Jim Kirstein, CEO of Axion International Holdings. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, ticker symbol once again AXIH, currently trading at $1.15 a share. And so before we conclude, Jim, what are some of the other? I know you touched on it. What are some of the key reasons why AXIH represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, other than being slightly biased on this, I really do think I think that we are really as well positioned as a company could be in this market. I think that again, the combination of emerging, exciting, somewhat destructive green technology, things that have never been used before, and new markets that have never used it, and with the target area being the infrastructure where so much of the stimulus money is going and so much need exists, I just really see unlimited growth for the company in front of us. It's a very, very exciting time. We're seeing increasing market acceptance and various target markets actually reaching out for us and looking for alternative products that will reduce their initial costs, that will certainly reduce their lifetime costs by lowering maintenance rates and that type of thing. And we have a variety of things that we're working on that actually fuel the quicker installation and so reduce labor costs and that. So all in all, I think it's just simply a product that makes sense and whose time is right, and that's exciting.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors about Axion.
Well, Juan, I can't thank you enough for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime.
All right, bye-bye.